Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Chananda Sri Bhakti Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 In Vrindavan in one of the forests, which is known as Kamyavan, there is a place called Mohini Kund. And once in this place, a particular pastime took place, namely Srimati Radharani. She mentioned that she had heard many Bhagavatam lectures speaking about the super excellent beauty of Mohini Murti, that particular form of a female that Krishna took. And that and the Bhagavatam reciters had explained that when the Supreme Lord takes the form, a female form, that this female form is the ultimate end of all beauty. So Srimati Radharani said, so I would like to see the form of Mohini Murti, to see who is more beautiful, she or me. So Krishna said, no, that really is no comparison, Mohini Murti, don't worry. But anyway, all the gopis now became excited by the idea, and Krishna showed his form of Mohini Murti and stood next to Radharani. And at that time, Krishna, as Mohini Murti, looked just like a shadow in comparison to the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. That beauty of Srimati Radharani is the topmost beauty, but it is not by no means ordinary beauty or merely external beauty. That beauty is a reflection of her love for Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a section of verses which describes how Srimati Radharani is preparing to meet Krishna, and how she takes baths. And it said her first bath is the bath of mercy or compassion. Just as our Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, how compassionate Srimati Radharani is, and how she will take a small offering of a devotee to Krishna. And how can Krishna refuse her request? So this compassion, this mercy, is her first predominant feature. Then it says, her second bath she takes in youthfulness. So she is eternally youthful, granted a spiritual body, and therefore not subjected to age or time or any such influence as we are. Then, at noon, she takes bath again, and this time it is by effulgence. Then her effulgence, bodily luster, in this way. And then she covers that with a black sari of shyness. So in this way we find some descriptions about the beauty of Srimati Radharani relating to her consciousness. And basically she has all the qualities to attract Krishna, all the qualities of pure devotional service, and at the same time that manifests also in her physical appearance simultaneously, because she is not limited. Here in this world, we are all limited by karma, Some of us have a nose that is too big. Some of us have ears that are sticking out too much. Some have eyes that are too sunken. Some have bags under the eyes. Some have puffy cheeks, and so on and so on. There's no limit to the imperfection that we face as a result of our previous sinful activities. These are the reactions due to our impurity, and therefore we have the bodies that we have. But Srimati Radharani's appearance is perfectly reflecting her unlimited purity and her pure love for Krishna. So she is the perfect answer to all of Krishna's desires. She can fully satisfy the desires of Krishna. Yeah. We cannot. Therefore, even although we may come to a point of pure dedication, even when we come to that point, still we are better off in the role of assistance, of the assistance of Srimati Radharani. Gopi Partapada Kamalir Das and Das and Das. The pure devotees understand that they don't have the same capacity to please Krishna as Srimati Radharani has. That's why they become the assistant of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani has this potency to fully capture Krishna and fully satisfy Krishna. But then comes the greatest mystery. And that mystery is that Krishna leaves. He leaves Vrindavan. He leaves Srimati Radharani in separation. And she is in great separation of Krishna. And Krishna is always promising to return from Mathura to Vrindavan, but he doesn't. He just leaves her in that condition of separation. So, how is this this happening? And then it is stated that this mood of separation, of love and separation, is the greatest love, the highest love that one can experience for Krishna. Because it is said that when one is in separation from Krishna, the attachment to Krishna increases many, many times. The eagerness to be with Krishna, the remembrance of Krishna is even stronger in separation than when it is in the presence of Krishna. So this is the most puzzling aspect of all of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the core of this movement, that ultimately that love of God, which Srimati Radharani experiences for Krishna in a mood of separation, is the topmost experience of love of God. It's bewildering. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur wrote a very nice small book known as the Prema Samputa. And basically, the book describes how Srimati Radharani is living in Yavat at that time. She's married, although her husband is described as like a shadow personality and never really in any contact with his wife. It is said then that Srimati Radharani, in that state, in Yavat, is in the ultimate condition of separation of Krishna. Because then she's married, she has a mother-in-law who's always watching her, making it extremely difficult to meet with Krishna. Yes, so, and Krishna himself is described as not being faithful. Krishna is described as having many loving relationships with so many will be so many devotees. So how is this? So one day, in the courtyard of her house appeared a very beautiful female form, more than ordinary, practically looking like a goddess. Srimati Radharani immediately sent a servant to find out who this personality was, but the personality, the lady, would not speak. She would not say a word. So Srimati Radharani then finally met herself and said, "We can understand that you must be suffering from some great sadness, and that is why you are not speaking." That is why you are not speaking. But rest assured, you are in good company here of young girls who can understand your sorrows. So it is a great relief to the heart when you speak. When you speak of your sorrows, you will feel some relief. So please tell us, what is the cause of your sadness? So first the goddess didn't want to speak, but eventually she spoke. And she explained that indeed she was a goddess, a demigoddess who had appeared and who had come to see Srimati Radharani due to a great sadness in her heart. And she wanted to express it now upon Radharani's request. And it was that the sadness the goddess was feeling in her heart was the way Krishna was treating Radharani. That was just too much, really. I mean, how could Krishna be not faithful when she was so dedicated in pure love? That was the point she was raising, and that was the cause of her distress. She said, "I cannot tolerate it any longer. We demigods, we are witnessing everything. Everything I saw, everything he did, and I cannot tolerate it any longer. The way he's treating you, by leaving you in separation." And Srimati Radharani responded and said, "No." He said, "No, you are not understanding. No, no, no." She said, "This is all external. Externally we are separated. When Krishna is leaving Vrindavan, then externally we are separated. But actually in reality we are never separated. We are never separated." She said, "Because we are one in mind, one in thought, one in heart, one in feeling. Our love is so intensely one. It is, therefore we are never separated. Even when we appear to be separated, we can only think of each other. Therefore we are never separated." The goddess was not so convinced. She said, I don't know what to make of this, you know. Maybe this is your feeling. Maybe you feel like that. Because your love for Krishna is so pure and unadulterated that you cannot think even of him in a negative way. So maybe your love for him is there, and you're always thinking of him. But how do you really know that his love for you is equally, totally dedicated to you? I am not convinced. I am not sure. Radharani again repeated, no, definitely. We are one. We are never separated for a moment. Then the goddess said, "All right, I will believe it if you, by thinking of Krishna, can bring him here. Then I understand that you are not separated, and that your thought and his thought are one, and that he will be, just by your thought, immediately be aware of your desire, and that he'll be brought here." So Srimati Radharani agreed, "Okay, I will do it." And she then meditated on Krishna in a deep thought, with a deep desire for Krishna to come. And in the course of her concentration, she closed her eyes. It was at that moment that the demigoddess changed her form back to the original form of Krishna. And when she got around, opened her eyes, Krishna stood there in front of her. In this way, Krishna was testing. He was testing the love of Srimati Radharani to see how much she actually was fully dedicated to him. And even although she was in separation, that her love was in no way diminished by this feeling of separation. So Krishna, the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in this way shed some light on that great mystery of separation. And how actually the devotee, in separation from Krishna, the devotee is experiencing the greatest love, because when one is loving Krishna, the slightest moment of not being with Krishna becomes overwhelming. For us, it's like, yeah, nice, Krishna, Radha, Radha, it's very nice, mantra, very nice, Swami's talking about Radha and Krishna, very nice. And what's next? The mind gets restless. Three strongly speaking, restless minds. How long is this going to go on? Forever. So, our eagerness is not there, but Srimati Radharani experiences such eagerness that as soon as Krishna is not there, there must be that separation. But immediately, the remembrance of Krishna is so intense and so absorbed that there is actually no separation at all. Difficult to understand for us. But if for a moment we contemplate on the explanation of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, maybe we understand a little better. So now Bhakti Chuli Maharaj has come and will enlighten us further. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Radha 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 Ki Shri Radhasthani Maha Mahotsava Ki.